Soit les et ses camarades ne disaient pas nous allons faire la révolution parce que nous voulons la révolution. Ils disaient toutes les conditions de la révolution sont réunies, la révolution est inéluctable. Ils ont fait la révolution qui n'aurait jamais eu lieu s'ils n'avaient pas faite et qu'ils n'auraient pas faite, ils n'avaient pas pensé qu'elle était inéluctable uniquement parce qu'ils la voulaient. Je vois quelque chose a bougé dans ce monde, ça a toujours été pour le pire. Voilà pourquoi personne ne bouge. Personne n'ose provoquer l'avenir. Faudra être fou pour provoquer l'avenir. Faudra être fou pour risquer de provoquer un nouveau 19, un nouveau 14, un nouveau 37. Parce qu'il y aura toujours des fous.
Thank you. Let's go. actually the continuation to continue what we have been trying to learn. Yeah. And learning means to say immediately applying it. It's not for an album or something to keep back. And we are learning something really very important and practical. And the practicality of it is we're learning what the fuck is the mind, what it does, and what is illusion, what gives the mind something to think about. Now, if we want to apply this in real life, then we have to understand and make it clear what philosophy, what psychology, what wisdom is applicable for that very moment you are learning. So now we've been through this retreat, we try to learn what influences us, what is the world of illusion, and now we are in the application, and then from the application we are continuing it so we can retain the things that that is working good for us, that give us peace of mind, clarity in actions, and clarity of what we are doing, clarity of presenting ourselves to the people or to the something that is external to us. That's it. The rest is blah blah blah. You can Google it.
Yeah. So a retreat. Why is then, for example, a retreat in Germany not possible? What is happening?
Yes, it's possible.
Coming to India, for example, or how does a retreat in itself work?
Yes, retreat in Germany, in everywhere, is possible. However, when one would like actually on the spot experiences, then you go for a place where you do not have any sure understanding of what's going on. And that's the time you can practice actually to observe something that you think you must accept and acknowledge is different from what you're thinking. If you do a retreat in Germany from the German people, then of course they can relate only the experiences according to the margins of what is common environment. They are Germans, therefore they think German. As an example, no? I mean, you can be Finn, you can be Belgian and everything. Now, if you do a retreat somewhere else where it is neutral, that nobody actually 100% sure of what is happening, then you can, there's a possibility for you to observe, okay, I'm thinking this, why I am thinking this? Am I thinking this because I am conditioned by my nationality, by my frame of mind, by my chosen way of processing life? It's still not 100% sure, because I relate everything according to what I know. Now, we try to understand, what if, can I live on a place, in a space and time where I can say, shut up my mind, you don't know what's really happening, so observe, instead of thinking about it and judging it or doing something about it. It's being free about it. May I say I teach, because this is the one they come for the retreat to understand one simple reason, that whatever we think is not 100% correct, because we are thinking it according to how we are conditioned. I brought them to India because first, the philosophy and the practices I'm teaching originated from India, or the philosophy of the Indian masters, Indian philosophies, Indian psychologies, Buddhistic psychologies, and everything. Not intellectual psychology, which is created or discovered in Europe. There are academic intellectualities, and there is also traditional intellectualities. So we try now to combine it.
Interesting would be this way of observing. Why is it more important to understand a situation first?
Yes.
Isn't it always about observing the other, for example, before you react?
Exactly.
Is a difference in this
Yes, exactly.
Maybe, what you observe, only
exactly.
The other.
No, not the other. You see, that that's there is a missing library there. There is missing information. First, we try to understand what is the observer, who is the observer, and what it is observing. What is the observer? At the moment, we say the observer is something, the one that is looking in, inside me, or inside you, or everybody, or the one who is looking. What is it? What is the observer? Then I say it's just a consciousness that I can, that relates to what I feel, which is outside me, to what I see, which is outside me, to what I hear, to what, which is outside me, to what I taste, what is outside me, to what I smell, to what, which is outside me. Now, we are conditioned immediately to say, okay, if I go to the toilet, it's normal that it stink, because I'm conditioned already to go to the toilet. So there are moments our mind are disillusioned, for we, if we do not observe first, we react immediately, the mind image automatically say what it is. Now, we learn this in a shamanic form, to mystical form, to understand, okay, what am I observing? What is being observed? First, by understanding there is an observer, clarifying who is observing. I am observing, or you are observing, or this camera is observing. That's another field of which one needs to understand first. If one has undergone to understand that I am the one observing, observing this camera, which is observing me, which is held by the by somebody who is also observing me, there is only one point of which is being observed. Your observation, my observation, the camera's observation, is a point where we say there is a consciousness that is observing it, recording it. Okay, then we try now to come to the third level. What is it observing? That is the crucial point. What am I observing? Normally, nobody observes anymore. As soon as I know that I am looking or I am observing, I immediately judge, or I immediately have something in mind to know what it is. I try to give them a way to understand different perception, to say, I can observe this because I know what I am observing. If you put one crucial seed in that, a seed that says, what is my intention, why I am observing?
Yeah.
Then one can be detached from the observation, from the object being observed and the one observing. In this case, it doesn't matter if the camera is the one observing, or you are observing, or I'm observing, because now it is subjective. The observer is subjective to what it is being observed. It is now a matter of understanding, okay, I am observing, so that is that. That is a very crucial point, because it gives you the ability later on to understand whatever is happening in my mind, I can say no, or it's not me, because I use my mind to observe, and only my mind can see that. If I can observe my mind, which is the camera, observing something else, then I can move the apparatus here and there, because I'm not that anymore. I know already that I am holding a camera in my hand, observing something that I'm observing. You understand that?
Yeah.
Then, what is that? What does that mean to life? It means liberation. Liberation from the illusions of what it is, what is the apparent reality.
And so the first step is that people who are participating in the retreat, they learn to shit in their head. What is the meaning of
the head? That is a very...
I mean, that is a... Why?
Because of your prejudice. Why not?
Okay, why not? Yeah.
So now, let me continue,
yeah.
Because you asked me. Then I said, why not? Now I tried to observe myself. Why couldn't I do it? Was it because I already think it is shit? I already have definition for what is shit, excrement, caca, or whatever it is, which I was taught all the time, that it is something repulsive in me, repulsive, rejecting. In yoga, in meditation, in understanding what is the observer, it is a colloquial understanding. Why not? It is. If I use another logic, a logic that is unbiased, I say, I eat this food, it digested, it came out of me. Why am I not? Why am I rejecting my own shit? Psychologically, why not?
Why do we put shit into water?
I don't think that relates what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, but you can. But not everything that you eat, you like to.
This is what we call prejudice. This is what you call condition. And the conditioning is according to one's preference.
Yeah.
You like hot food. You like this. This no. You don't like that food. You like that food.
We always eat like.
We always do what we like.
That should be natural, you see, the baby should
exactly.
Be nice.
Yes, but think about it. You said the baby. Think about it. If I have a baby and the baby shit.
Baby learns.
No. I want to say another one. I'm trying to answer clearly the question why I cannot handle my shit.
Yeah, why I can't handle my shit?
Because I think my shit is shit. My shit in the meaning it is bad, it is something unacceptable, it is something that gives to me egit. But all of these are just conditioned emotion.
Yeah.
A child doesn't know, it is already sitting on his pamper which is full of shit. He feels uncomfortable, but doesn't mean to say he knows that this is shit. Who taught them that? Who taught us that this is rejectable?
Ja, nach der analen Phase.
Exactly. Okay. What did you say, Dummerweise?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm saying.
Genau.
Okay, so let's return to the issue.
Psychologically.
Exactly, because it helps you. It helps one. If one can understand this practice, or at least this acceptance, this recognition, then one is much more free in thinking this is good or this is bad. Why is that? Because it's neither good, it's neither bad. It is your preference, your choice to make it good or to make it bad. This is the lower case. Now, because you've been practicing your observations of yourself, of the world outside you, then you can understand good or bad is the preference only of individuals. It is the preference of your conditioned mind. If I am conditioned if I'm conditioned to say this is pain, somebody pitch me, you know, like this. This is pain, no? Somebody have taught me. My mind have no feel under definitions of that. This is pain. Now, if somebody now accordingly through my life just make a joke and say, then I immediately will feel pain. Why is that? Because the mind already, which we were talking about, the mind already understands it, chooses that it is pain. Now, shamanic ideas, philosophical idea, mystical idea, which leads to the path of liberation, leads to the path of peacefulness, means to say, I have to reassess what are the things I don't like and what are the things I like. Most of the things, actually, 90% of the things I don't like or we don't like is the things they taught us not to like. That's the whole point. Why I said, well, if you can break the taboo that you have no toilet paper, no water, of course, you don't need to make it happen because you are afraid of it, so you prepare. You all the time have napkins and everything. I'm saying for a person who tried to practice, who tried to observe that, comes a moment, you have no water, you have no toilet paper, and you really have to shit because you just ate something bad. What will you do?
Yeah.
So, if I have understood that at that very moment, it's just easy for me, you know, to get a piece of paper, shit on my hand, drive it, and drive, and wash my hand. What is wrong with doing that normally?
Only when you are really sick, then it can be too much.
Okay.
Yeah, when you really.
Then what about
Ebola? Do you know how this, shit is Ebola?
Yes, but you are already putting already putting things. You see what I'm saying? This is now conditioning. You are now conditioning a pure definition of something. If you put Ebola, then of course everything is shit. We're talking about how to clear the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And give another example.
Yeah.
If you have, you know, you have a child already before. Have you ever washed the ass of your child cheating?
Sure.
Of course, what's wrong with that? Yes, but you cannot wash your hand with that. I mean, you see, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
so this is just a preference of the mind. Preference of the mind for that special situation. Now, if we want to learn to cultivate ourselves, to learn how to cultivate clearness of the mind, clearness of behavior, purity of your, what you call happiness or life in this world, then isn't it better if you have less taboo? Because you know these taboo are just preference of good and bad. Now, with that, you have formula, you don't have anything. Cigarette smoking is really shit for everybody now. But because we smoke, we can say good things about it.
Yeah, what is the good thing about smoking?
I don't know, you smoke.
You smoke?
Yes, so you don't need to ask me.
Yeah, okay, I want to ask another question. It's about breathing. Because the second lesson is like how to breathe, for example. But breathing is also connected to meditation or to yoga, or is it something that has to be part of your everyday?
Yes, this is yoga. It's called pranayama. It is a wisdom given by Lord Shiva for a long, long time. Even the Buddha practiced that for enlightenment. Why? Breath is the only thing that bridges you from you and your mind.
Yeah. I'm not sure, for example, do you count 40 degrees a day or 44?
I give different prescriptions to everybody.
Yeah.
According to how fucked up their minds are.
I thought 4 mal 12, also...
You see, you're putting meaning in everything.
48
breathings.
When you wake up.
Why is that?
What is happening? Why is breathe? I mean, people are not breathing.
Have you tried this?
They could be breathing also. What kind of... Yeah, so you get something out of your mind when you breathe.
No, you learn to relax, to pacify your mind.
Yeah. Pacify.
Pacify your mind.
Okay. And when you stand, when you are standing up and the day is beginning, is karma, for example, observing, or are you observing?
Karma is
karma,
totally again.
Yeah. Karma in the, into this.
I don't know why it becomes
to
karma.
You try to have the shit in your hand and you breathe.
The shit in your hand is to understand.
What's karma?
What are your questions? The shit in my hand, or my breathing, or karma? What is the? These
karma,
are three.
If karma is connected really to observing.
Karma is an action with a natural phenomena. It falls down. That is karma.
So
cause and effect. If there is something done, it will create something. This is karma. It is an old way of, it is an Indian way of saying cause and effect. Anything that initializes will have an effect.
Alright. So, to breathe then, the next day after something happened, like...
Breathing is practice. It's like teaching the child how
get
to...
get out the karma through breathe, you can get out... What karma creates, for example, out of your mind?
It's too early to talk about that, because first, what you need to understand, what one needs to understand is breathing changes your way of perceiving things by making your mind relax, clear, and stable.
So things that are happening are then more clear, for example.
Jawohl.
Yeah.
If you have a calm mind, then you have a calm situation.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If you have a confused mind, then you know you're living a life of confusion, because everything suddenly is confused. Why is that? It's because one mind is confusing.
Yeah.
And one mind which is, and confusing means activity, no? When the mind is too much active, so it affects the environment.
Yeah.
Wherein, if you have a quiet mind, you slowly adapt also.
Yeah.
Wow. See, a calm mind.
And can you tell me some retreat tour, the group, they made a tour. So what were the stations for this tour in India?
I cannot talk much about the tour because actually this is a
tour. No, the route.
According to that, we fly into Delhi. From Delhi, we went directly to Rishikesh, try to orient ourselves, and from Rishikesh we went Manali. No, Dharamsala. Manali for the retreat. Then we from Rishikesh, then we went to Manali. From Manali, then we went to Dharamsala. After we have created in ourselves a unity and an understanding of the first basic, which is knowing the tolerance, knowing what is influencing our mind. And after that, we went to qualify what they have learned in a Buddhistic environment, which is in Dharamsala. We went to Bagsu, Dharamsala, stayed for one time. And then from Dharamsala, we went down to Hampi. To Hampi, we are just already applying a lot of the things. And then from Hampi, we went to Gokarna to enjoy the pleasures of life, the satisfactions of a clear mind, clear understanding. But apparently that did not happen. Now, since then, actually the tour, the retreat ended in Dharamsala.
Right.
However, but because we are enjoying as a group and company, and we become solid from these two times, we continue as a manner of applying it and everything.
Right.
Then Gokarna, from Gokarna, we are just being together, understanding, being strict to our mind, like what we are trying to do, to remember what we have learned, find applications for that. Always be aware what the mind is being attracted to, and how the mind is what I want, what they want, and what we don't understand with each other and everything. Why? Because they don't remember the first thing, no mind. We practice no mind. But since, because of the first training or the first workshop we've been doing, they have the ability to observe that now. And then now we are in Sri Lanka, because some of them are actually doing for their own now the future application.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Security threat, you have to understand that.
No,
she doesn't mean anything. She's like on a spiritual path, and she feels like this has something to do with her, and she feels like it's limiting her in that sense. It's not that she means any threat to you, you know. So, yeah.
She's just right here.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand what she's like. Right. Also gone by
yeah, I understand totally. I know you can't. I'm not asking you to. No, I'm not asking you to. I'm just explaining the side of the story, but you don't have to do anything.
And sometimes there's someone who's understanding it.
But you're not in that gate.
We this have is not the kid.
I know what I'm doing.
I know
him. I know what I'm doing.
I know what you want. He knows what you want. Everyone knows what you want.
So?
But we can't. They can't give it to you. They don't want to give it to you. And you find stages like that in your life where people don't want to help you. It's not that they choose to, it's that they have to. Just go home.
Your hotel is a Beja hotel?
It's not a hotel. She's my sister.
It's not that complicated.
No,
she's my sister.
Yeah.
What I have done is much more complicated.
No, she stays in my home.
To just open the lock with
the
key.
Going to home.
That way.
To have
5 minutes.
Open a gate.
It's
not that difficult.
Beach
road. It is because I've been breaking unbelievable number of rules which would put my role here at risk for a complete stranger.
I know, but with me no problem. And things will...
I cannot open this gate. I'm sorry, I cannot change that rule. You would either have to find another way or... Sorry, but this gate does not open.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I should go home.
So it's a men's school, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
A boy.
That's good.
Let's go. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Sorry for you.
Got scared.
She opened the door?
No. She scared me when she turned. I don't know what she's doing today. It's not a question of just you here. Let's go. You don't need to do this. You don't have to prove anything to anyone.
It's not that I want to prove anything to anyone.
No, I didn't. Even to yourself, you don't have to. You're here, I mean, look, you're okay now. You don't need to go through this gate to mean something. You're not going to change the way they think. Yeah, believe me. You can try, but let's just go home, Elena.
Why is the mood?
Maybe we can find it at home. Let's just go ahead.
You're going to the home circle.
Huh? Yeah, we're going home.
Your body is problem now, is right?
No problem, it's okay.
Your drinking boys come is problem.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
No problem.
And then please, let's go.
No problem.
I know it's not a problem.
Let's go to this hotel.
go have dinner. Let's go eat something. Let's greet someone.